I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome back a guy from Brooklyn, New York, who was here almost a year ago to the day, Benjamin. It's Benjamin Cartel. Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, how you doing, Christine?
I'm great. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
And you are here with your band members. You want to introduce the guys that are with you?
Yes, to my right, Kieran Gurren Mulvaney on the bass.
Hello.
All the way from Columbia, South Carolina. And from Manhattan, New York, Manhattan Mike on the guitar on my left.
Hey. Welcome back, Manhattan Mike. I think you were here last year, too. you guys are going to be playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. I think Galen Lee is going to be opening up for you.
Exactly.
And show starts at 8. And yep. I hear a rumor you're going to have a drummer.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have Peter Anderson from Twin Cities come up and join us.
Coming on up. And you guys have been hanging out in the Twin Cities a little bit, and we'll find out more about that. But first, let's hear a tune. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with a song that is not on any recordings, but it's on our upcoming recording. It's called Starlight.
Feel not so alone, yeah, the starlight shines for me and you. Lay your seat way back in your parked car. Let the window crack to see all the stars. Distant worlds, places unknown. If you look long enough, you'll find your way back home. Yeah, the starlight shines for me and you. For you and you, and you and me and me and you. For you and you, you and me and me and you. Long since I've come round to see a clear night sky. Now that I come out to see how they shine so bright. Whoa, yeah. For you and you and you and me and me. For you and you and you and me and me and you. For you and you and you and me and me and you. For you and you, you and me and me and you.
Benjamin Cartel live from Studio A and a new tune, Starlight, you said?
Exactly.
exactly.
Nice. There's such a wonderful pop sensibility, like melodic sensibility to what you do, which makes me curious. What did you listen to when you were growing up? Like, were you a radio fan or?
Yeah, I grew up in the suburbs outside of New York City, and there was a lot of driving around in the car listening to pop radio and stuff like the Beatles and Stevie Wonder and anything that was on the radio I was really into. I was really into catchy, simple songs as a kid, and I haven't really changed from that.
Did you ever stray from that in your, you know, when you started playing music? Were you ever in any projects that were very different than that?
I kind of went through a jazz phase when I was going to college. I played the drums, and I was just for a few years, I was convinced that I wanted to be a bebop drummer.
But that apparently was not your fate.
No, it wasn't.
Now, do you still get to play the drums every once in a while?
Oh, totally, yeah. Yesterday we recorded over in Flowers Studio in Minneapolis, and I played the drums on that.
Nice.
Yeah, and on these upcoming recordings, since I'm, you know, that's my first instrument for this album, I'm playing the drums.
Great.
Yeah.
Because on the last one, you let somebody else do it, as
that's
I recall.
Right.
We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends in the whole world. His name is Christopher Rangstem, and he produced the album and he played the drums, and you know, I can't think of a better guy to play the drums if I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. But so this time around you're doing it, but of course you're still going to, you know, to bring them to life, you still have to have somebody come out with you.
That's right.
As we talked about, you're going to have a drummer there tonight.
Yeah.
It was a year ago that you were here and you were touring behind your album Gothenburg. Mm-hmm. And so tell me about what's been happening for you in that year. You've been working on new material, obviously.
Yeah. So in the past year, we've been out and about promoting Gothenburg, and I'm really excited about that. But, you know, since I saw you, and I guess it was probably in the summer of this past year, we started on a new album. And it's mostly, you know, we play out here and there. But most of the work is about getting this album together.
And you're doing it in the Twin Cities? Are you doing all of it in the Twin Cities or various places?
Yeah, we just did a track yesterday in the Twin Cities, and we liked it a lot. And we think that we'll probably go back, but most of it was tracked on Washington and Dean Street.
Just like me.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. In the same block where Aaron Copland was born and grew up.
Wow.
Which is very significant to me.
And very.
At the studio called Trout Studios with a great producer, Bryce Goggin.
Mm-hmm.
And
Aaron Copland, of course, a well-known American composer. Why is that of particular significance?
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up listening to him as well. We don't play Aaron Copland music, but he's kind of a pop classical music person, I guess, if there can be one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's significant to me.
Nice. Oh, well, tell me about the material that you're working on album.
I want to tell you about it. I don't know where to start. There's a song that one is about. A lot of these songs are inspired about by going away places, being in different places. We have a song, just that one, that was about this time I was out in the Hamptons and I was looking at the stars, and I was thinking about how there's all these fancy places, but the starlight is like for everybody. So you can't buy the stars.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy everything, but you can't buy the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other songs. We have a song about being out on the water on a boat called Sweet Ride. That's about being in Sweden. I find that a lot of the material that I have is generated by being places that aren't New York.
Mm-hmm.
Just going away and being, I don't know, out of the normal.
Well, it gives you a fresh perspective, I would
say. Yeah, it does. It excites me. It gets my ideas going. It gets my imagination going.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said you grew up near New York, and
yeah.
So have you lived in New York pretty much your whole life?
Yeah, pretty
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't moved very far away.
Yeah, but you tour all the time, so you get to
yeah.
see those other places.
And we love, one of the places is the Midwest. We love getting out here, particularly around Twin Cities, Minneapolis, Iowa, Chicago, Des Moines,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, and what is it about that? And do you have connections down there in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, it's just like from my days with Kaiser Cartel, we were always out on the road all over the country. But our favorite region and the one that we liked the best was this region.
Mm-hmm.
So it's special to us, and it's...
Were audiences more receptive here, or...?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. More receptive, and we just felt like we got a lot more traction and a lot more out of our touring when we come through this
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy that you're back, Benjamin.
Thank you.
So how much... So last time we talked, you had the previous album, you had done a lot of the writing, like while you were on tour.
Yeah.
Was that the case for these songs, or did they come from a time of not being on tour? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of half and half. Like, so that's a really good question. Being on tour is like that kind of time where you're out of your element of your normal, like regular hometown thing. And I find that like I can write on the road because I'm just inspired by being out of my normal area and just, you know. So I think it is a lot of our traveling and just traveling on my own that inspires the stuff. And sometimes I write it, I think it up in one place and finish it up at home. That's usually how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's because some people can't write on the road at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't understand that, because to me it's so exciting to be out there. Just recently I went down to Costa Rica because a fan had like literally flown me down there to do a gig, and I had two songs about that experience.
Nice.
Or inspired by that, you know, and those will probably be on this upcoming album as well.
So somebody said, hey, I just want you to come down and play, and you got to go down there and perform?
Exactly.
Wow, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
But you've traveled a lot of cool places, you know, you did the album in Sweden. And
so if anyone's listening and you're from Japan, that's all I'm saying.
So let's talk about how you feel about the studio and how do you enjoy the studio process, and are you very... You know, are you a let's do it live person? Or are you a let's tweak it because we're in the studio and we can?
Yeah, it's a good question. I love being in the studio. Yesterday we had like this day where we just recorded one song. And I love the kind of spontaneous stuff that happens when you're in the studio. You should, any band or soloist or whatever, should know what they're doing before they go in and have a general idea of what everything is that's going to be going down, and also leave some room for the surprises that happen. Like, but really, I don't have any home recording for myself. Mike is usually the guy who gets the recording together, and I go over to his place, and I like to be in the studio for a sort of as short amount of time as possible, just to get the most of it and to make it as spontaneous as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't kind of just, what do you call it, noodle away and keep at it like that. I want to refine it, but I like to keep it kind of short and sweet.
You kind of want to find that sweet spot where it's still spontaneous enough, but rehearsed enough, but not too rehearsed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
So do you tend to kind of know, you know, here's what the arrangement's going to be before you go in, and then?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a really, like, a nice little blueprint before we go in. And then we do it, and then things surprise you. You mm-hmm. say, oh, well, hey, we have this instrument here. Let's try this.
So what on this latest project has been a surprise in the studio? Is there any example that you can think
know.
Of?
You have anything?
We did the electric 12-string yesterday. Yeah. I'd never played one of those on record before, but there was one sitting there right smack in the middle of the control room, mm-hmm. and I said, I'm going to play the guitar solo on that thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was not at all planned. Yeah. Stuff like that, yeah.
Now you got to bring that on tour with you, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, let's hear another one. What do you guys want to do next?
Yeah, we're going to do another unreleased song right now. This one's called Coast Town. Not to be confused with Ghost Town, which it sounds very much like. Coast Town.
boat down Mama's home. Past the seaweed, glass, and stone, where she lived for a while. Old ghost town of mine.
Cartel live from Studio A, and another new one that is going to show up on the new album, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I like that one.
Thanks.
Tell me about writing that one.
Yeah, sure. That one is really inspired by Hurricane Sandy.
Hmm.
It's the coast town that I'm writing about is Rockaway, Queens, which is a place I've written about before. It's where my mom grew up, and one time when I was out there, I was talking to an old family friend. And he told me how his mother's house was washed away from Hurricane Sandy. And it's just really, it's kind of close to my heart because it's a place I've been to a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And that was a really big, a lot of damage from that storm.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And it's like, you know, the thing about it is, I don't want to get too heavy, but it's part of a bigger problem, you know. It's about, you know, rising water levels. It's about all that stuff that's going on.
Right, and whether or not it's something that we're going to deal with or if we're going to pretend that it's not happening.
Yeah, yeah, but I think, you know, as a musician, a songwriter, it's my job to reflect the world that I'm living in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the nature of it. And mm-hmm. So that's important. That's important to focus on, to sing about, to make art about.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I noticed on your Facebook recently that you had a Freddie Johnston video.
Yep.
And tell me how you were associated with that. I'm a big Freddie Johnston fan.
Oh,
he's
so
he's actually been here before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freddie's awesome. I'm a big fan as well. We did a show together a while ago, a few shows together, because we were booked by the same guy back in 2013, I think. And I met him then, and we became friends, and he's moved since he was living in Wisconsin. He moved back to the city where he's been based out of mostly, and we play together. I play drums with him sometimes, and he talked to me about making a video, and I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. When I put out videos for the songs that we do, I make the video. I'm like the producer. I work with a guy named Matt Clements, who's the camera person and director, and we work together. So this is one of our projects. And I was really happy to do it as a fan of Freddie and just, you know, wanting to have his music out in the world in different ways. Mm-hmm. I want people to see it. I want people to hear his music.
So when you produce a video, what is your part in that? What does that mean?
That means I coordinate actors, locations, people in the video. I coordinate all that kind of stuff. where everything is going to happen, mm-hmm. where everyone needs to be, that's my job.
Fun.
Yeah.
But you're not like doing the creative, this is the story, this is the...
I am also.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
That's true too. Yeah, I shouldn't downplay my involvement.
I was going to say, is it another fun creative outlet for you in a different area?
It is.
Area?
It is. I mean...
Or is it just the nuts and bolts? All right, we got to get this guy here at 10 o'clock because we're going to,
No, it's not at all. I wouldn't... It's totally driven by like my desire to tell stories. I mean, I tell stories when I write songs. Mm-hmm. And when I create videos, I work with Matt Clemens, and he and I craft a story. And so that's the fun part about it. Just kind of bringing this story to life, bringing this music out there for people to see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a great time with it. It's like another instrument or another band for me, practically.
Yeah, I think, it sounds like that would be really fun. So with this latest album, do you have any kind of estimated release time, or where are you at in the process?
We're at the last tracks being recorded. So
do you have all the songs that you know are going to be on there?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So the intent is to have it out by at earliest the end of this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I can say for sure.
Okay. Well, that gives you lots of time because we haven't even hit the new year yet.
Yeah, it takes so much time just to get it together with everything involved. So,
mm-hmm. Have you been living with the songs for a while, or they?
I have. Mm-hmm. I have, and it's kind of important to me to live with them as long as I can before I put them out there. I can't just like cook them up and then throw them down and then.
Well, they change so much when you play them.
Yeah, they do, and I like to. On top of that, we play the songs before we record them. We play them out so that we get to know them as well as we can.
Yeah.
That's important.
And so these guys are in the studio with you and the drummer that you mentioned.
Yep.
Anybody else that you've been recording with?
No, really just us and I'm the drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. You get to be the drummer.
Yeah. And then like all the...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
All the guest stars, they'll make their appearances,
mm-hmm.
After everything is down.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with here?
Let's do another brand new one. Pick. You're the man. Thanks. This one's called Down Now. And this is what we recorded yesterday in Minneapolis. In the key of C. Though you're feeling down, 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 you'll be coming round again. Skies above your troubled home, clear the way for bluer skies. Step into the new unknown, leave those troubles far behind. See how good it gets this time. So long, walking on two different paths. Tears will dry as years go on, and you'll be glad when you look back. Believe me when I tell you that. Thank you.
leave those problems far behind. See how good it gets this time.
Benjamin Cartel live from Studio A, and another one to look forward to from the new one. And at the show tonight, I would imagine.
Yes.
And again, that show starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Galen Lee is going to be opening up. Is it just you and Galen Lee? Is that the lineup?
I believe that's right, yeah.
All right. And then Benjamin and company will be taking the stage, and that's at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, no problem.
We're coming back next year about this time.
You should try the summer sometime. It's very nice here in
really?
The summer.
I don't. You know, if we came back in the summer, we wouldn't be able to experience this crazy cold weather here.
That's true.
And
although
why deprive ourselves of that experience?
You should have been here last week. It was really crazy cold then. Thanks so much, guys. This was a pleasure.
Thank you, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, Cheyenne Vavrina, and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.